Blog Talk Radio.
relationships don't work between black people, racism, white supremacy is the reason.
Absolutely.
Can't get a job in the hood and you educated, racism, white supremacy.
Absolutely.
Can't get an education in the hood because it's expensive, racism, white supremacy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Poor education in the hood you live in, racism, white supremacy.
Absolutely.
You live next to poor people who will rob your ass, steal and kill your ass because they don't have no options and they don't have no option to critically think, racism, white supremacy.
Yeah.
And I see that that's a problem. So I wanted to just make a pimp decision.
$1 trillion flow. From L.A. to Miami. Minnesota to Detroit. Chicago. Alabama.
Diane was in Chicago
right out there on 107 Michigan Avenue, South Carolina. Rest in peace with Diane Gibson. Them that don't know that she's at rest. We have to know that they come to visit us and have something to say to us tonight. Pearl, I'm praying for you tonight. And I want to say, Alberta, rest in peace. Gloria, rest in peace. Mother Jackson, rest in peace. I'm a woman in the spirit world tonight. Sister Pearl, rest in peace, Psalm 59. I want to say to you, this is a $1 million flow tonight. And if you haven't got your CD in, you need to plant your CD tonight. For your need, whatever you need to plant your CD, so you can get what you need. I want to say to you, Sister Walker got a terrible CMO. For this body. I got Sister Walker's number here. I'm going to give you her number. Call her. Tell her if she told her to call her. Get this CMOS. And she got earth healing. Let me tell you something. This woman started her business by herself. She didn't get no loan. She started spreading about her blister. She's like that in the family and family. You just dial stop and call her. If you contact her, she'll be able to help you with what's going on with you. You might need that. Cut. I want to say to you, I want to give you a number where you can call her and tell her to call her. That's call her and just tell her what you need. With this virus going on, you're going to need something. 209-472-4540. Tell her that Bishop told you to call her. This is the Walker. And this is the Walker heard that you need right here in Illinois. And now I don't have the number here. Now I got the number. 219-427-4540. That's the touch, the present touch, the danger touch. Give her a call. And tell us the vision show me. You need to small, you need something for the body. You got to show it out.
She's got all the talent. And I want you to plan to be hooked up. And look, somebody got this done.
Come on, everybody can catch it. That's a lot. Everybody can catch it. When you got God, what is your faith? When you got the faith in God, things will be all right. And I want you to call Sister Lisa. And Sister Lisa, through divine text, right there in Georgia, in Louisiana, Arkansas, and all the way down to Texas. I'll say to you, give me a blessing on you. And that blessing will be divine delivered to you. So get ready for the blessing that God got for you. It's a blessing to open up for you. And it's going to come quick, fast. Somebody's going to hurt you. The night, you got to need your kind of. And what I want to say to you tonight, There's a lot going on, but God is still in control. I want to say, Sister Diane Gibson is gone on the spirit world. She lives in Chicago. And I want to tell you that most of our people have been not healed. And the young lady that was shot in a car accident, I will invoke the spirit of St. Michael and his army to go after the evil people that are doing so much evil to each other. I want you to fear to the night. Let the spirit of the Almighty God move on some things. Sister Delta, these are women in their own business. These are women who started their business, and they're very successful at it. And I want you to be involved where you can have somebody do something for you. Okay, now I'm going to add it right here. Sister Delta Jones Walker. And she's right there on 3801 Reedy Road in Howland, Indiana. And her number is 219-513-3710. 800 number for you down south that needs financial help. 800-631-4866. Delta Walker. Delta John Walker. Tell her Vicky told you to call her. If you're trying to buy a home, if you're trying to deal with your finances, if you're trying to retire, you want to get money that you need for your business, call Sister Delta. And I want to say that to you. At Bright Star in St. Paul, Minnesota, and down in Houston, Texas, is Dr. Bob, 80 years old. Let me say that again. Dr. Bob, 80 years old. She is doing COVID high 30, 25. And, when y'all in the nursing home, come out of the nursing home and get busy with your house. You go to the nursing home, you'll die. Somebody go to the nursing home and die, you die. You got to stay active. You got to stay on the move. I'll go to work. Sister Barbara in Houston, Texas, and she's telling me, what right she got to go. It's the Barbara's problem for she eat. Now, what we got for this year, divine healing, and Revelation 22, verse 1, 2, 3, and 4, and go to 5. It's going to tell you how to eat. Some of you need to go to fast. Some of you need to leave it going up so high. Leave it alone. And I want to tell you, I'm getting ready to go on my fast. I mean, no meat, no kind of meat products, no fish, nothing but herbs, corns, walnuts, and all that stuff, meat, and all that. Blood pressure goes in your breath, it won't stop. But I'm not doing it among God bless you tonight. I dread it. The lady told me today, I was talking to her, she said, Bishop, we got to get another, booster. You're going to boost it to your rooftop. Boost the roof. What you need is boost and you need to relax. Now watch this. When you meditate, take a deep breath. Now, okay, wait, take a deep breath. Exhale, inhale, suck it in, blow it out. You do that about 5 minutes before you go to bed at night. Your blood pressure go down. And you do it when you get up in the morning, your blood pressure go down. And I was talking to Dr. Gibson in Las Vegas, and Dr. Gibson said, we are medicated. And I believe that. It don't do all that. Nobody has to heal itself. Sometimes you got to let your body heal itself. I'm got every kind of everything. Got healing period. 3 months outside. I got some black CBD mouth. Whatever flavor you want. You need to get that CBD mouth. It will knock that cold right out. I've been doing good things. I got to put it back up. I feel that God's going to heal that cancer, that cataract, that tumor. God can heal that. God can heal that blood pressure. God can give you the money that you need to start the business. I'm talking about the $1 trillion. It's a devil in the black community. It's a lack of money because we have turned away from God. And as you turn away from God, ain't nothing but it's a bomb with the way you send it to to give you God an eternal life. And what that means, we need some people with faith. Yeah, we need some people to learn how to have faith. I told you tonight, before you leave the bed, that this guy can be here and teach you. Take about 7 deep breaths, meditate. When you exhale, inhale, let the old air out, Mary, you don't want to talk about. Now, when you do that, your blood pressure go down, your blood begin to work, and all that's in you pull it a negative energy out of you. They call it meditation. We call it divine prayer. And look, the Europeans didn't come up with it. It came from Africa, from Egypt. Glory, hallelujah. Tonight is your night of breakthrough. Tonight is your night to send the devil. Get the devil a black eye. I'm going to do that. See the devil because I'm a devil buffer. You started saying I'm a devil buffer. And you got to speak to that condition. You got your side in your heart. You got to say, I want you to get right. You need to lift your hands up. To, I'm pulling a new heart. I'm pulling a new mind. See, the devil in that situation, he can be killed and destroyed. But when you begin to call, glory, hallelujah, you begin to say, glory, hallelujah. That devil can't enter your body. He can't enter your mind. And when you begin to pray, that devil can leave your room. The devil can leave your house. When you begin to say, glory, you begin to name it, claim it, and name it. I claim my healing tonight. I claim my success tonight. I claim my breakthrough tonight. All is with me. I'm saying somebody can say it. You sign that phone, one lady, she was trying to see if she can get it. Yeah. On her way back, those calls in the car, the mama come to the spirit. Girl, come away from the hospital and do what I told you to do. The lady went home and picked it up or something. And time she picked it up in 15 minutes. All the pain was gone to strike. People run out because they got no faith. You know what they're going to say? You got the cold water, let me put you on the ventilator, and that's going to mess your liver lungs up. Baby, you can breathe on your own, but you got to leave all this meat, all this chemicals in this meat, all this processed food. This fast food from McDonald's, Burger King, they started making fast food places to kill you. Glory, hallelujah. I want you to take a step back. Somebody say, I need to take your virus. You can take your virus and get it here. If you got God, you go to the store, get you some ginger, get you some cumin, and get you some garlic, boil it, drink it, get a black eye every time. You give it a black eye. And you ain't got to go get your medicine if you just obey Christ. Y'all ain't obeying, let you do your medicine. Well, he ain't got it, baby. He ain't got it. God ain't got it. And on the inside of you. Glory, hallelujah. Now I'm going to tell you, we got to meet you to see tonight. And I want 25 people to plant a seed. I don't know who you are, but I'm speaking to you right now. I want you to look at your chest now. Plant a seed. And hold your bank book up. Lift your hands up. I'm going to pray for financial breakthrough in you right now. This is a $1 trillion flow. All this money that they really breathe with, all that money they buy for all this medicine, and you know your body can heal itself. If you let it, ain't nothing wrong with taking a shot. Mother Francis down in Algiers, some of them took the shot and they were still sick. She mixed a special gumbo up, watch my food. And then they got to get healed. And Pastor Edward down in the house of prayer, she She picked the gumbo up and gave everybody in her church a big bowl of gumbo. Go to the care home. They all right. Sometimes you got to go from scratch. You can't get pivot on doctor. You got to get on doctor. Jesus, the healer. Wrap it in his name. Right now, we should get ready. Somebody needs financial credit. Somebody in this ain't got no police, got no word to say. That's just a great thing. I'm praying for your healing. Father God, the God of Abraham, the God of Jacob. All known God, somebody in the snow, in Philadelphia, up in Minnesota. And we're walking, Father God, to come tonight. Touch every man and every boy who wants. We have lost mother, sister, brother, aunt. We have no sorrow on earth that ever been unto you. I'm praying for you tonight. Mary Richland down in Nashville, Mississippi, I'm praying for you. Mary in Chicago, I'm praying for you. Mary Huffman in Detroit, all this way. I want to tell you tonight, get your business together with God, not with man. Get on your knees. And I'm talk to God like I'm supposed to be. The God, you know my heart. God, you know what you want me to do. God can bring me this brother to leave you, but the devil will carry you. And the devil will carry you off to a bit. But you have faith. Man, you got faith. Can't nothing penetrate your body. Your body is the known vessel of God. When you say, this is God's body, this is the body of Jesus, I'm here. No, this is God. Thank God for the Holy Ghost tonight. I'm praying for you. Regina, I'm praying for you. Renee, I'm praying for you. Sherry, I'm praying for you. Marcia, I'm praying for you. Hope, I'm praying for you all as well. I'm telling you, Joe, say hang in there. Sister Lisa, hang in there. Because God got something done for you. God hold up a special show for you. There's a sweet spirit in this place. And that spirit is the spirit of the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is touching me. And the Holy Ghost is great. Somebody said, Bishop, I need you. Somebody said, Bishop, just need you. God, and I want to tell you, Bishop Moore, you can say, oh, I love you. Thank you. It's a blessing to let this thing sing. But I'm telling you, 2022 is going to be a blessing for you. I'm praying for you to give us. It's going to be all right. Just to touch God. Don't worry. God got you. God got you. Keep me the hope. God, I'm in God. God is in me. God is in you. Ain't nothing going to happen to me. I'm praying for good and success. I want to tell you, if you let go, let God. He can open up a door for you and take no man close. Somebody ought to know what I'm saying. God is getting ready to do something precious. You got to let God in. So some of you don't want to let God in. You got to let God all the way in. You let God all the way in, he's going to bless you for you. Because how can we take it from? Because you ain't let it go. You still holding on to the world. You got to let the world go and let him be the light of the world. Get ready. For you, you and you. Brother Jerry, Brother Mumble came in there laughing at me. As a big teacher, sister, your mother came, she just said, well, I think the men is talking tonight. Because the bishop may be sick of pray. Pray for their mind. Pray for their body. Pray that that evil spirit leave his family. He's done been killing people. Yeah, that's not, it's not natural for kids to be killed. It's not natural for you to die of cancer. That's not natural for you to die at a young age. That's witchcraft and devil. It's not natural for you to come back to blow out. But you be a somebody tonight, you depressed. Let it go. Let that go. Stop crying. Say, Lord, I thank you. God got to him for a purpose. God got to him to become special. Abilene the Walker saying, Lord, keep me. And I, you know how people used to sing that song over at Woodridge, the same church you got to church. And God will keep you. You ain't got to worry about it. It's not going to die. We all travel to entrepreneur. All. Everybody listen to me. Stop trying to predict what God will do. Because the way to this is just God to turn on that. God will do it. God can't go stop for the God to you. God got to show you. I'm telling you, in a hurry. Just make it now. As well, who gave you that? God didn't give you that. Somebody told you that. I received that. That's go back to the pit of hell. Man, all I said is you can go out of the pit of hell. You walk by faith. But still, God, whatever the devil stole from God, God will give it back. Lost house, come. Lost life, God will save and restore. What's wrong today? People can't even preach it. They want to first one. Go to church, look up. It's a battle. We need to get in church, look in church all night and pray. Pray it away. So y'all don't want to pray. Come in. Do a quick time. Go back to your party. See, that's what happened. The fifth chapter of Daniel. You got to unholy, and couldn't nobody read the right. And I want to read the right for you. You are way in bound if you're not calling on God. Yeah, people got to have faith. When they got faith in their name, read that Bible from Genesis to Revelation, Psalm 19. Take the Bible, open it up in your bedroom and say, Satan, you evil spirit, get out of here. They possess their children now. Those things possess these young folks. These young folks don't know what happened, and the old folks ain't joking what happened. Okay? Because they didn't have a baby. Y'all know what I'm saying? So we need some help. Get ready. God will bless you tonight. This is our night. 2022. But there's no hope up to you. Somebody said, bitch, I want something to happen. Quick, fast, and early. I want to tell you, if you let go, let God tonight, God will do it. Quick, fast, and in a hurry. You know, I told you that wherever you need, God got what you need. God, thank you, Bishop Moore. Thank you, Bishop Ross. The bishop is second in session. Dr. Martin Luther King spirit is still in America. Wonder what happened. We're in a nightmare. Preachers was fighting for justice. They fight for airplanes. Rolls Royce, a Mercedes-Benz, and the people are dying and suffering. Poor leadership. It's preaching on prosperity ministry. Can't preach to no minister to save your soul. I'm not telling you the truth. Some of y'all pastors, all they talk about, they ain't talking about get saved. They ain't talking about let God guide you to the next level. Prosperity ministry ain't going to help you. What's going to help you when you will your life to God right now? Lift them hands up. Father God, I decree everybody listen. Say, all you have to say, in the name of Jesus, you died on the cross for me, you saved me, and you saved me. Glory, I just, you ain't got to jump no rope. I know God is able to deliver you and carry you to the next level. Tomorrow I'll be over at the hill with a coffee sip. Dr. Martin, in meditation, I'm telling Sister Bob. Come on, bitch. What are we going to do? I'm doing a celebration, doctor. If you want to come to the Hilton, that's right there on 95th Precision Road. You can't miss it. And I'll be there. Jerry, you ought to come on out. You know, not that day. Come on, some coffee. I'll promise you. And I'm going to be your problem anyway. Those married, I'm going to throw it out of time. The call, because they promised me. The number I most of you got my phone, but I can't tell you again because you know, blood from Captain Man. You tell him, oh, I'm a guy. Okay? So, what I'm saying, if they can have hologram, monster, Captain Dancing going on, you can honor Dr. Martin. Call me in the morning at 7:08. 582-0372. I got a message for everybody to call me on Dr. Keith Brooklyn. Pearl, all is well. I want to tell you, Mary, all is well. And thanks for working so quick, man. Dr. King's spirit is all over America. The way that they trying to change the field, Dr. King was for nonviolent. And Dr. King for things to work out. But we still work for that. God do something special. But we still talking about Dr. King peace.
I accept this award today with an abiding faith in America, and an audacious faith in the future of mankind. I refuse to accept the idea that man is mere flotsam and jetsam in the river of life, unable to influence the unfolding events which surround him. I refuse to accept the view that mankind is so tragically bound to the starless midnight of racism and war that the bright daybreak of peace and brotherhood can never become a reality. I have the audacity to believe that peoples everywhere can have 3 meals a day for their bodies, education and culture for their minds, and dignity, equality, and freedom for their spirits. Your Majesty, Your Royal Highness, Mr. President, Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, I accept the Nobel Prize for Peace at a moment when 22 million Negroes of the United States are engaged in a creative battle to end the long night of racial injustice. I accept this award on behalf of the civil rights movement, which is moving with determination and a majestic scorn for risk and danger to establish a reign of freedom and a rule of justice. I'm mindful that only yesterday in Birmingham, Alabama, our children crying out for brotherhood were answered with fire hoses, snarling dogs, and even death. I am mindful that only yesterday in Philadelphia, Mississippi, young people seeking to secure the right to vote were brutalized and murdered. I am mindful that debilitating and grinding poverty afflicts my people and chains them to the lowest rung of the economic ladder. Therefore, I must ask why this prize is awarded to a movement which is beleaguered and committed to unrelenting struggle, to a movement which has not yet won the very peace and brotherhood, which is the essence of the Nobel Prize.
Dr. Martin Luther King, man. And his birthday, happy birthday, Dr. King, in spirit. I got this message for you. I want this message to give you a little prayer. And Dr. King was one of the great artists and gifts from God. And he touched everybody, whether you didn't know him, but something he said that woke you up, man or woman. With all that's going on, we have no leader like Dr. Martin King. Mandela, you name them all. Dr. King was sent by the Almighty. This is Bishop Mason. It comes. Bishop Mason has something to say. Pray that prayer back in the day. Satan, God rebuke you. Maybe you might need to say that. Satan, God rebuke you. On every level. Satan, God rebuke you. Take your hand off the mind of our people. Satan, God rebuke you right now. East, west, north, or south. Wherever you might be. This violence is Satan. God rebuke you. And I invoke the angel Michael, Raphael, and all the angels. And I want you to set your faith in Africa, in Haiti, Jamaica, London, Paris, even in Egypt. I want you to stand and say to God, I don't care if you're Muslim, whatever it might be. God is the God of all of us. God of the wind, God of the world, God of the universe. I got prophecy. I've sent some of you the prophecy of what's going on. God is good. Somebody's going to have problems with their family. Somebody's problems with their mother, their sister, their brother. Somebody lost a loved one. It's a young lady crying, she lost her sister. But I want to tell you, I hear the name God. God is going to be all right. And Nick is going to be all right. Jesus is going to be all right. God is speaking in his name. I want to tell you one thing. Things gonna be all right. Brother Michael, God wants you to stand up right there in Monroe and do what you're going to do. Father God, right now, every man, every woman, God, them that listening tonight, touching their minds, Satan, I rebuke you.
Satan ought to keep you. Come out of that man. Come out of that woman. Oh, Lord, hallelujah. Let the Holy Ghost abide in them. Satan ought to keep you. Come out right now. Satan ought to keep you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus, heal that man. Heal that young man on that dope, on that alcohol. Satan, I rebuke you. Come out of that girl. Come out of that young man. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Right now, somebody saying, I can't make it. You're lying. Satan, turn their mind loose. Satan, turn their body loose. Let that man breathe. In the name of the Father. Father, somebody want to give up? God, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, I can hear through the vista of time that God got something special for you. And as I pray tonight, I can feel eyes being opened up. And I can feel tonight that somebody is going to the next level. I don't know why I'm praying for you, Sue. I don't know why I'm praying for you. I see Janice. The Spirit told me to pray for you. McKenna told me to pray for you tonight. And I'm going to Florida to pray for somebody now. I want to go down to Atlanta to pray for somebody now. It seems like that I see somebody. They want to get back to America. They're over in Africa. But they can't get back. But the Spirit of Sam Cooke I'm going to play tonight. I just took up his spirit tonight.
Each day
Sister Nat and praying for you preachers. And I'm telling you, 2022 next going to be a financial doorbell for you. And tell preachers you've been sick and the family been sick. But I want you to smush the house out. But I want you to get ready to clean up.
This is my season to reap what I have sown. This is my season for grace, for favor. This is my season to reap what I have sown.
So y'all listen at this. See, but I sure been faithful. See, God's got a purpose, yes. And I know he's evil. I've got to see in the ground that he's blessing. No more stressing. I've got to see in the ground. Now I'm knowing and it's showing my feet. For favor.
It only works when we all do it.